வந்தேகம்
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of July, 1973, in London, England.
How he can reject one and accept one. It must be properly utilized.
Yes.
Just like if one has got money, he can utilize it for good purposes and he can utilize it for bad purposes. So money is not bad. It is bad when the purpose is bad.
Yeah.
It is good and the purpose is good.
Yes.
Similarly, hinsa, when it is used for, just like in Manusamhita,
yes,
it is said that a murderer should be hanged. So this is also hinsa, to get a man hanged. But Manusamhita said that this kind of hinsa is necessary. Because the man who has committed murder, if he is hanged, then in this life all his sinful activities finished. Otherwise, from next life he has to suffer so many things. So it is the duty of the king to take his life so that he may be relieved from other sinful years. So according to Shastra, hinsa, ahimsa is good, but when there is necessity, hinsa is also good.
Yes. When there is right hinsa, then it becomes a right action.
Yes.
And a right action,
yes,
is inherently,
yes,
inspired with love and devotion to Krishna.
Yes.
And therefore it is no more hinsa. But when the devilish
error, yes, actually it is not hinsa.
Actually it is not hinsa, exactly.
That's right. Father, it's a slap.
Yeah, it is not hinsa.
It is not hinsa.
Yeah.
Similarly, the hinsa, so-called hinsa, when it is directed by Krishna, that is not hinsa, that is love.
Yeah. But when it is not directed,
yes,
by Krishna,
then it is hinsa.
Yeah, then it is hinsa. And I am against that hinsa which is not directed by Krishna.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. And especially today in society where we are living in a nuclear age, where all the power of destruction in the hands of those who are not devotees of Krishna,
yes,
is
that is hinsa.
That is hinsa. Therefore, we are trying to make how you can. I mean,
but that you have understood, that is my point.
Yes.
That so called hinsa, when it is directed by Krishna, is not hinsa.
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
The same example as I gave you.
Yes.
That when the king condemns a murderer to death, it is not hinsa.
Yes.
It is doing good to him.
Yeah. But only if the king is a devotee of Krishna.
The king is a king means a devotee. Because the king did not remain devotee, now monarchy is ours. King means Krishna's representative. Now
yes.
Devata.
Yeah, yeah.
He, king is supposed to act on behalf of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Krishna's business is Paritranaya Sadhanam Jnasaya Duskita. Similarly, king's business is to give protection to the faithful. And punish the unfaithful.
But today's king.
Today's has been
punished, been faithful, and protected.
Today is good and tomorrow is bad.
Yes.
I am speaking the principle.
Yes. Yes.
The king must be representative of God.
Yes.
Therefore, we offer so much honor to the king.
Yes.
exactly like God. Why? Divine being is supposed to be representative of God. Our Vedic conception is Chatupannam Maya system, Gunatanam Vibhava, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, this Chatupannam. It is the king's duty, government's duty, to see that a person claiming to be Brahman, whether he is acting as a Brahman.
Yes.
Nowadays, such supervision is not there.
Yes.
Therefore, a man acting as a Shudra, but he is claiming to be Brahman.
Yeah.
It is the king's duty, just like a king, it is the government's duty to see that nobody cheats.
Yes.
If a person without any medical qualification,
yes,
if he writes doctor or medical practitioner, he should be punished.
Yes.
Similarly, if one is claiming to be Brahman, he must act as a Brahman.
Yeah.
If one is claiming to be Kshatriya, he must act as a Kshatriya. What are the qualifications of Brahman or what is the qualification of Kshatriya? They are there already.
Yes.
So it is the government's duty that you are claiming that everyone should be employed, everyone should be engaged in his own occupation. That is called Sadharma in the Namaskar. Sadharma means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra by quality, Gunapara, by quality and what? So it is the duty of the government to see that a Shudra is employed, is engaged as a Shudra, a Vaishya is employed and engaged as Shudra, just like Vaishya. Vaishya, it is said that Tishi Guru Sabani Jam Vaishya Dharma Sabha. Now the Vaishya, they are in the share market speculating.
They are no more Vaishyas. Correct.
Industrialist means Shudras. So if they are Shudras, so why they should claim as Vaishya? This is government duty to see why you are claiming. Your interest is to produce food grains, agriculture, to give protection to the cows. So in India, 10,000 cows have been killed and the Vaishyas are big villas, big dharmiyas.
Sitting quiet. Yes.
Similarly, Brahmana also.
Yeah.
Nehru, he was a Brahmana. What did he do? He was a Brahmana. But he was in the head of the government. Who will speak against him? Everything is topsy-turvy.
When such situation arises, where the king is no more representing the Krishna consciousness and the Vaishya are no more following their duty.
This world is material one.
My question was that when there is no more people following their Swadharma, their true self,
then anyone can do then, any moment.
Yeah, but then what is the action for the practical action
practical
to bring it back, yes.
Practical action, if you give up, if the Brahman gives us his sadharma, then it becomes a bonus of us.
Yes. Yes.
Kula dharma, what is that in the Bhagavad Gita? Jati dharma, kula dharma.
Yes.
So they produce bonus of us.
Yes.
If one does not follow the jati dharma, the kula dharma,
yes,
then he comes to the category of the varnasama.
Yes.
Sankara narakayaiva. So when a person born in Brahman family, not acting as a Brahmana, he is varnasama.
Yes.
So when there are number of people in varnasama class, then the whole society becomes hell.
Yes.
Narakayaiva.
Yes.
Sankara Narakaya.
With the destruction of dynasty, the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligious practice. Adharma Vibhavati Krishna. padushyanti kulastaya stishu dushtasu varshneya jayate.
Everything is on a prayer that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. So those who are responsible for giving up Kula Dharma or Jati Dharma and creating Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara, just like Brahman Kshatri, they are supposed to undergo the purification process, Dasavidha Sanskar. So the first sanskar is Dharmana. So in this Bhagavad it is said by Narada that as soon as Dharmana sanskar is not taken, immediately the whole family becomes Sudra. So who is other in the Gavahara and
Sanskara?
Therefore, Kalu Sudra Sama. In this age of Kali, everyone is to be accepted as Sudra. No Brahman, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. All Sudra. So there is a Panjava.
Yes.
This is the position.
Yes.
So, at the present moment, to reform them, you cannot take them to the original position. This is not possible. It is Kali Yuga. Mandasu mandamati mandabhagasu dhubadvita. They are very slow and they will not accept the right path. Because God is here, Krishna, Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. But they are creating their own God. Even big, big leaders, they are saying, hey, Krishna, why Krishna should be accepted? Even big, big leaders, they did not believe that Krishna was there on this planet. There was Kurukshetra battle. You know better than me.
Yeah.
So, if big, big scholars say, when Krishna says that manmanabhava manbhaktamajjaya, the scholars say, it is not to Krishna. If now, I can frankly say, if leaders like Dr. Radhakrishna, Gandhi and others, they mislead people, then how the people will be in normal condition? This is the position of India at the present moment. The leaders, Andhajathan Vairupa Niyama, the leaders are blind. They have no training. They are not in disciplic situation. They do not know what is what. And they are taking the part of leadership. They do things for them. Jati dharma, kula dharma, and they have created Varna Sankara.
Yes, everybody is Varna Sankara.
Therefore, the only remedy is Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Harem Nama, Yogi, you know. Kalo Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti. This is the only, this Krishna consciousness movement is the only remedy for rectification of all the misgivings
which has come.
Therefore, any sane man, any thoughtful man should try to understand the importance of this movement and they should come and help.
But
it's
what,
most scientific.
But what you are emphasizing is the bhakti yoga.
Yes.
But what I am asking is how to bring the karma yoga, the action, to transform the society, yes, bring back into the
yoga in its preliminary stage is karma yoga. Yoga. Yoga means connecting.
Yes.
So, karma, I know.
Yoga, karma, sukoshalam.
Karma, sukoshalam.
Yes.
So, you are addicted to karma. So, if you bring bhakti, karma, misra, bhakti, then it's called karma. Similarly, you are addicted to speculation, jnana. When you bring bhakti and mix it in, then it is jnana, misra, bhakti, or jnana, yoga. So, these things are there. Just like karma yoga. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, purushatam madasi. This is karma. You are doing something. Everyone is engaged to do something. The Krishna says, jat karosi. Jat karosi, never mind. Even if you are a thief, your business is stealing. It's stealing. Jat karosi, when it's in you, it includes everything. Jat karasi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, purushatatma. Give it to me. The reason, give it to me. Karmanne vajita asti ma phaleshvat.
Ma phaleshvat.
This is karma. When you do not take the result, you may do whatever you like. But if you result, if you give to Krishna, that is karma.
Yeah, but karmanyeva adhikara.
Yeah.
This is the point where... So if our responsibility is to act without attachment with the result, I accept and I agree with it.
But Krishna says that Purushata Madhapam, then that means must be there.
Yes, but that should be devoted to...
If you do not take the result, who will take it? Therefore, you must give it to someone.
Yeah.
So who is the perfect person who can take it? That is Krishna. So Jatkarasi, that is the object. You are a fighter. He was a fighter, a military man. So his business was to fight. But he fought for Krishna. Therefore it is bhakti yoga or karma yoga.
But what I am now asking is that what you are telling us is very important, that we must act for Krishna.
Yes.
But Krishna is telling to Arjuna where to act and how to act and what to act.
Yes.
That is fight.
Yes.
And at that moment he is telling to fight the Kauravas. Now we are confused here that what is our fight? What is our
fight? That fight is not the same fight as Kurukshetra.
No, it's not the same.
Yes.
Therefore we are in confusion. That what is our fight? Of course, we must surrender our...
He wants to know how he will be engaged. Who will tell him what to do?
Krishna's representative will tell you. Krishna is not there, but Krishna's representative is there. So you have to ask the Krishna's representative.
So that's why I have come to you to ask you. Perhaps you can speak for the representative of Krishna.
Yes, at least I am directing all this work.
Yes.
They are thinking. And to become Krishna's representative is very difficult. It is not difficult.
It is not difficult.
Because Krishna, who is the Krishna's representative? Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Amaragai Guru Haya Taro Aides, Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upades. You understand my mind?
No.
He said that by my order you become a guru. So what shall I do, sir? What is your Agga order?
Yes.
Jare Dako Tare Kaho Krishna Upades. Whomever you meet,
yes.
You just speak what Krishna spoke. Very difficult.
Yes.
If we speak what Krishna has spoken, exactly, therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without my interpretation. Wrong nonsense. No. Krishna says, Matta Pandara, Nana, Kinchi Yasti Dharanya. There is no superior truth above. So we are speaking. The real Bhagavan, Krishna. There is no more superior person or authority than Krishna. So what is our difficulty? We are exactly repeating the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Matta Paratanam Nana. We are saying this. Krishna says, Sarva Dharmaan Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vaja. We are asking these people, just surrender to Krishna. Don't bother with any other things. Krishna says, Marmana Bhagavad Bhakta Madhyaji Mahanamaskari. So he is teaching them that always think of Krishna, always become devotee of Krishna, always offer obeisance to Krishna. So why is our difficulty? There is no difficulty. But if we actually do this, then I am Krishna representative. Who is represented? What the original master wants, if one does the same thing, he is representative. It is not difficult. But people will not do that. He will try to avoid Krishna and will take Krishna's book Bhagavad Gita and interpret nonsensical and spoil the whole thing. This is why. He is not ready to speak what Krishna has spoken. He will speak his own words of the authority of Krishna's.
Yes.
This is why.
Yes.
If you want to speak your own word, why you take Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
How much, as one the devilish mentality, you want to speak your own creative mistake? Why do you take advantage of Bhagavad Gita? That is going on. They take the advantage of Bhagavad Gita and speak their own nonsense things. They are not the beneficiary of Krishna. Krishna's beneficiary is he who exactly speaks what Krishna has spoken. It is not really. So everyone can become Krishna's beneficiary, provided he speaks exactly like Krishna.
No, but can I take you back to the point which is not clear to me? When you said that sarvadhaiman parityajya mame kam sharanam bhaje, Krishna is speaking in a context of a clear defined action for Arjuna, whereas now that clearly defined action is not available to us.
Why not available?
Because we don't know what is our action. Now going to
now,
the
Krishna said sarvadhaiman parityajya.
Yes.
Now, dharma is occupation. Dharma is not translated as religion.
No, no.
This is wrong translation. Dharma is occupation.
Activity.
Activity,
yes.
Occupation.
All activities, yes.
So you are already in some activity.
Yes.
Everyone must be engaged in something, doing something. So Krishna says you give others.
Yes.
You just surrender.
Yes, yes.
And do what I say.
Yeah.
Then it
is. Yeah, but he is saying sarva dharman parityajya,
yes.
Not sarva karman parityajya.
Dharma means karma. Dharma means activity. Just like a Brahman.
But activity is action.
No, yes. How you can understand Brahman? Guna karma vibhava.
Yes.
So this dharma, Brahman dharma, Kshatriya dharma,
yes.
They are divided according to karma. You cannot avoid this karma. Dharma means karma, activity. Brahmana, he is practicing samadhamma, tibikha, jyava, jnanam, vijnanam, astitvam, brahma-karma-sabhava. These are karma. Brahma-karma-sabhava. Chatra-karma-sabhava. So, dharma means, this is sadhana. Brahman is executing the karma brahman in dharma.
Yes, but then karmanyevadhikaraste.
Karmanyam is that you are as you are.
No, karmanyevadhikaraste. Because activity.
Dharma means karma. Dharma means, that doesn't mean inactivity. Because it is said, that is it, Brahma karma sabhana.
Yes, yes.
It is karma. So, Brahmana's activity means Brahman.
Yes.
So, that activity is karma.
Yes.
Jajan, Jayan, Patan, Patan, Dan, Pratidha, these are Brahmanas.
Yes.
Kshatriyas to become king, to fight for the protection of the citizen, to become charitable disposed. Everything is described that.
Yes.
These are the Kshatriyas karma. These are the Brahmanas karma. These are the Vaishyas karma. These are the Sudras karma. So, sadharma means to execute the prescribed karma. That is sadharma. Dharma karma. Dharma means karma. But prescribed. You are brahmana, you have to act as a brahmana.
Yes. Yes.
You are kshatriya, you have to act as a kshatriya.
Yes.
So, acting means karma. How you can avoid karma? Bhakti,
yes,
is also karma.
Yes.
Bhakti is also karma.
Yes. Yes.
And bhakti, what is this bhakti? Just like we are engaged in devotional service. Then service means karma. So they are also rising early in the morning at 4 o'clock, offering mangalarti, and then reading books, then chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then taking their class and taking prasada, then going to outside for performing sankirtan, for distributing books. Whole day 24 hours karma.
Yes.
So therefore outsiders, they cannot understand that they are also working like us. They are also selling books. They are going to the press. They are also eating. They are riding motor car. They are typing. What kind of bhakti it is? They cannot understand what is bhakti. They think bhakti means just close your eyes and make some murmuring sound. That is all. Bhakti is not like that.
Bhakti is the quality.
Yes, quality of karma. Just like Arjuna was fighting. So he was given the certificate. Bhaktosi. Bhaktosi. You are my devotee. So everything is karma, whatever you do. It is activity. But we have to see the quality of activity. What is the quality of
activity?
Yeah. How you can live without being active? You are living being? That is not possible. Simply we have to see the quality of activity. That makes one karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, bhakta yogi. Everywhere there is karma. Without karma, there is nothing.
Can I ask you another
question? That is called karma mishra bhakti.
Yes.
It is not unalloyed bhakti.
No.
Unalloyed bhakti, there is no karma.
There is no karma. Yes.
There is no karma.
Yes.
So that is very high state.
Yes.
But
akarma, there comes akarma.
Sannyasa is akarma, yes. Sannyasa is also not akarma. Sannyasa means, that is also described in Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
Anasita karma phalam kajyam karma paruti. There is also karma. Kajyam karma paruti ja sa sannyasa. It is my duty. On this principle, when one works, he is sannyasa. He does not work for himself. He works for Krishna. And that is sannyasa. Anasita karma phalam. Because if you are doing something, there must be some result, but you do not take the result. Anasita karma phalam. Kajyam, it is my duty. Kajyam. Karma karuti jam. There is karma. Sa sannyasa. So how you can say it? In sannyasa there is no karma. Karma is always there. But you have to see for what form this karma is being done. End justifies the means. What is the end of this karma? So when the end is Krishna, to satisfy Krishna, anukullena Krishna anusilana bhakti duttama.
Then what is the meaning of akarma?
Akarma means that does not produce another thought. Or sometimes akarma means laziness.
Not in the sense of Gita.
Tanmano vibhut dhabdam. So, akarma means, that is bhakti also. Akarma means, this guy is jagyati karma annatra karma bandhana. Annatra karma bandhana. When you become bound by the result, the action of the karma. That is karma. And, when you act jagyate for Vishnu, for Krishna, that is not karma, that is akarma, so you can say. It does not produce. Karmani nidhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. In the Brahma Sangita, it is said, those who are engaged in devotion and service, they are not producing any more karma.
But then why there are three words, karma, vikarma, akarma?
Karma means you act according to the injunction of the shastra.
Yes.
That is karma.
Yes.
And vikarma means when you violate the injunction of the shastra.
Violate.
Yes.
Yes.
You should not do this.
Yes.
Just like in the shastra it is said that you should not in that age sinful activities.
That is vikarma.
That is vikarma. If you act sinfully against the injunction of the shastra, then it is sinful, that is vikarma. And akarma means which does not produce any other result. That is akarma. Karma, akarma, vikarma.
Yeah.
So generally we indulge in karma to get some result.
Yes.
That is karma. That is not vikarma. Vikarma, when you act against the principles of sinful activities, when you act as sinful activities, just like Triyasana Pahala Dhyuta Jatra Pahasya Dhyuta. Four kinds of sinful activities are described in this half class. Illicit sex life. You cannot indulge in sex life without marriage. That is illicit. That is sinful. So, killing animals unnecessary. That is sinful. Then intoxication. That is sinful. And gambling. These are sinful activities. So, when you do not obey the order of the Shastra and engage yourself in sinful activities, then we go. You are becoming bound up, being entangled. Therefore, bhakti is the safest platform because you do not produce any more karma. Whatever karma you have to act, it is finished in this life. Karmani nidhahati kincha bhakti bhaja. Otherwise, beginning from end up to the Brahma, everyone is bound up by the reaction of karma.
We Pratyaya is not like Vishishtam Jnanam Vijnanam. Vishishtam Karmam Vikarmam. We is generally used as to as sort of Pratyaya, to give the quality of the karma, quality of the action, like Vijnanam, Jnanam Vijnanam, Karmam Vikarmam. So this is, what is this root of the language?
Jnanam means you must know things. Theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. There is. Jnanam means theoretical knowledge. And Vijnanam means practical knowledge. Jnanam, Vijnanam. When your knowledge is applied practically in life, that's why Jagyathe Karmanam. Lukwam Karma. This knowledge is theoretical. That one has to work only for Jagya. Jagat bhavati pajjanna pajjanna tanna sambhava. These things are there. So everyone should act for yoga, yogyasya. In the Vishnu Purana it is said, parna samachara vata purushena parapkumar. Vishnu arad. If you act according to parnasam, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, never mind. Whatever you are. Everything is meant for pleasing Supreme Lord Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate. Nanda tattu sukara. So, in order to satisfy him, there is no other way than to act according to the tenets of Varnasana.
Yes.
This is the beginning of civilization.
Yes.
Without accepting this division of Varnas, there is animal society. Everything is chaos. So you are teaching the Sarvadharma and Puritas Mahabhagavasarana.
Yes.
Just to surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
Then everything is alright.
Yes. Yes.
And then Krishna says, Anupa Sarvapa Vibhama Krishna. He is taking charge.
Yes.
Then what is the anxiety?
Yes.
Just surrender. That's
yes. All. Yes. But what happens that some people have a social dimension, social political dimension, and have no spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But then it seems to me, I'm just asking, that we, when we are emphasizing this Krishna consciousness, we are in danger of forgetting the social political dimension. So how to bring this to
you are thinking together? Wrongly that we are not responsible. Why are you thinking that we are? You are thinking wrongly. Krishna did not take in politics part. That's why you are thinking.
No, I'm not saying Krishna is not there. I'm just saying that it seems that sometimes it seems that people who emphasize the spiritual consciousness do not clarify enough. It is not clear enough. And I'm not saying it is not there, but it's not clear enough, the social, political dimension, social action, political action, how we run our society in a sort of practical terms. So it is not clear.
Well, it is clear. If you are actually surrendered, so, then too it will be clear. It is very clear. It's not this direction. That this is the business of the Brahman. This is the business of Kshatriya. So politics is the business of the Kshatriya. So you act according to Krishna's direction in politics, then you are surrendered. It is not that because we have got this mala and tilak, we are surrendered. And a Kshatriya cannot be surrendered. or a Vaishya cannot be servant. You have to act according to the direction. Krishna is giving direction. This is Brahmana's dharma. You do it. That means you are surrendered soul, at the same time you are acting as a Brahmana.
Yes.
But if you act whimsically, then where is your surrender? And where you become a Brahmana? Then it is chaos. That is the present position of the society. They are not surrendered to Krishna. They do not abide by the direction of Krishna. Still they have become leaders. That the whole thing is chaos.
Chaos, yes. Now, we are, Anand and myself and Jude, we are publishing a magazine called Resurgence.
John Pepper was here a few days ago.
He is a very thoughtful man. Thanks. Stop this.
Yes. He was editor before. Now he has become a special advisor to President Kaunda in Africa. So we have taken it up to continue the magazine. Now I was talking, Mahadev was also in it, that how we can bring these total understanding together. So we, because when we talk to people outside, how to communicate this consciousness in simple language so that we are not in first go, we are not
We are presenting
understand the way of communication.
Yes. So we are asking all these students.
Yes.
When I came first in America in 1965, I simply asked them, do you chant with me? Hare Krishna. They did it. And gradually everything has come. So why did they do it?
Yes.
If they chant, then they will understand everything. Chaitadarpana Marjana, misgiving within the heart. So, if the Chaitadarpana Marjana, if the mirror of the heart is clean, when the mirror is clean, you can see your face correctly. Similarly, when all misgivings, all dirty things is cleared from the heart, you can see things as they are correctly.
And in order to clear your heart, you have to chant.
Yes.
Yes.
That is it.
This is the best medicine, meditation. When meditation, dhyana, it is very difficult nowadays. You try to meditate, you think of your own business. That is another thing. So, this is false meditation. Hare Krishna, even if you do not want to hear, you hear. When there is chanting and dancing, everyone who doesn't want it to hear, they also hear.
What about people who believe in Jesus and God? I mean, what about Christians? It might have the same effect on them.
Well, Krishna is God, and Jesus is teaching exactly what Krishna is like. So there's no difference to a person who has a pure heart. If we chant, all of us who come in Krishna consciousness, we realize that Jesus Christ's teachings are fulfilled in Krishna consciousness.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
But Jesus said that He's Son of God. So, we say Krishna is God. So where is the conflict? God must have a son, or one or two, so He is God.
No conflict.
I'm not sure. I think
that
people might think there's a conflict. I mean,
conflict is there when you disobey Christ. That's why Christ says, thou shalt not kill. All the Christians are simply killing. Where is a Christian? There is conflict. They will support, this killing is this, this is that, this is that. They want to kill, that's all. There is conflict. If we actually follow tenets of Christianity, there is no conflict. But if you do not follow, at the same time say you are Christian. There is conflict. It is clearly stated, I have asked so many Christians, why you kill? Christ says, thou shalt not kill. They want to support their killing process in so many ways. They never agree that yes, Christ said not to kill, we should stop it. No. They want to support it by various interviews. There is conflict. clear what is there, doves have not came. And why they are maintaining so many slaughter houses?
But it's the same with Arjuna, wasn't it?
That you are talking of Christianity, don't talk of Arjuna. If you talk of Christianity, you don't take support from Arjuna. You talk of Christianity. It is clear statement, thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? Thou shalt not covet. And illicit sex and illicit man and woman intermingling is going on. Who is stopping? Just see Arjuna, you are talking of Arjuna. Before fighting, before killing, so many things he be getting clarified. Pratham sajanam antam ahave. Yes. Why should I kill? So you have to understand why you should kill, why you should not kill.
यद्यपि एतेन पश्यन्ति लोको बहते चेतस कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पातकं कथं न ज्ञेयमस्माभिः पापादस्मान् निवासितुं कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं प्रपश्यन्ति जनादिनः. O Janardhan, although these men, overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, with knowledge of the sin, engage in these acts?
It's thoroughly understanding. Before kill. Not that abruptly we can kill. No? So, we are rather unhappy that in London I have seen thousands of churches closed. Nobody is going. We are not happy to see this is happening. But why people are abstaining from going to the church? Although there is Pope and so many priests and other things, but
it has become an institution.
It has
and there is no more religious
life.
Experience in life.
There is no life. It's a simple thing that if you disobey the orders of Lord Christ, how you become a Christian? Where is your Christianity? Simply like Robert Stanley, I am Christian, you become a Christian without following the tenets.
Same as you were saying, Nehru was not a Brahmin only because he was called Brahmin. So,
now why Nehru? Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. Unless he follows the principles of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, how he becomes one? Therefore, we have concluded everyone is a Shudra. Paru Shudra Sam. But there is no disappointment. Krishna says, Mahi Pata Bapa Sitya Jivisu Papajanaya Sriya Vishya Tatha Sudra. Stay beyond the Brahman. So even the one is Sudra, we can give him deliverance by this Krishna consciousness. That is our perfection. It doesn't matter if he has become a Shudra. But Krishna said, Mani Pārta Bapāsa Sritya. Jīvī Shudra, even lower than the Shudra. Stīvī Yānti Parāṇāti. If you accept Krishna, then he also attains the perfection. Goes back to home, back to God. So there is no cause of disappointment because everyone has become Shudra. There is remedy also.
Even the Shudra can...
Yes. Lower than Shudra.
Yes.
Why Shudra? Pīrāta Hūrāṇḍa. Punindra Kukkasa, Vira Sambha, Javanatha Sadhaya. Jinnle cha paapa. All we jinnle paapa. Chudhanti, Devitam, Tulpa. If they accept the real divinity of Krishna. Prabha Vishnu Veno. Jadupasraya Asraya. Everything is there in the shastras.
Yes.
If we take advantage of the benefit of the shastras, everything can be remodeled, everything can be good. There is no cause of disappointment. But unfortunately they will not agree. Jasasya vidhim sridhya bhaktati kamakarata. Not siddhim savati. One who is acting whimsically without any reference of the authoritative shastra. He will never get success. not see things at all, not so calm, neither happiness, and what to speak of going to the spiritual world. It's impossible. So, we have to take the advantage of the instruction in the Shastra. Now, Krishna is accepted the supreme authority by all the acharyas. The molder of destiny of India's culture, all the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Lord Chaitanya, Shankaracharya, they all accept Krishna, Krishna to our own time. They accept God. So how you can defy all these acharyas and you become greater than them? That is nonsense.